2WI Mobile. Anyone doing a net this evening?
I guess you are, KC2WI Mobile.
Okay, Pete. Good evening, this is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th. 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2WI Mobile.
KC2UXG Mobile.
Okay, I believe we've got KC2WI and KC2XG, I believe. If that's incorrect, let me know when I get back to you. KC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
Well, I'm going through the speed trap here of Fort Lyden. So you've got to be careful here. They just love to park at certain spots here in the 35 mile an hour zone. So I guess they've, at least for the locals, accomplished what they want, which is to keep people from going much above 35 here. Although I have, usually it's a state trooper and I'm going right past the spots that they usually park. But I haven't seen one for a while. I don't know. Anyway, coming back from Utica, I was up in Adirondacks this weekend, did communications for the Aseco Lake Triathlon Saturday, and went out and did a little swimming and hiking, canoeing, kayaking actually. First time I've had the kayak out, but I went out not real early Sunday, but Sunday morning and paddled down the shore and hiked over to Fawn Lake, took a nap in the hammock and stuff like that. Reluctantly left this afternoon at 2:30 and went down to Utica. Today was the hearing for the Unit Management Plan proposed amendment. Where they want to, the state has decided that their preferred alternative, as they call it, alternative 7, which is a new one to add on to the rest of them, is to remove the rails from Temple Lake to Lake Placid and turn that into a open-use trail, or refurbish the rails from Old Ford or Beaver River Station to Temple Lake. Makes no sense. They have some grand plan that they think this is going to, you know, they're going to get train, people to ride the train. And of course, most of the towns and villages and stuff want it in a multi-use trail so that remove the rail so that it will actually be usable all snowmobile season and it'll double or triple the amount of business that the towns get. and which I like because I'm a snowmobiler, but I also think it would be really cool to be able to mountain bike between, let's say, Beaver River Station and Tupper Lake. Not everybody would do that, but I think it's about, I don't know, 40 miles, I'm not sure. Well, you know, if you go down in the morning, have lunch at the Norwich Rock, go for a swim, whatever, wait until it gets cool, ride back in the afternoon, that's 80 miles, that's more than I've done recently, but it's not inconceivable for someone who is even a reasonable biker, and it would be a beautiful ride. But, you know, of course, this was all, what happened is the first hearing, or the only scheduled hearing in Tupper Lake was mostly trail supporters. So the pressure got put on the state to have one in Utica where they're friendly towards the train. And that's what everybody, mostly people stood up in. But their facts are a little screwy, and it's sort of a, you know, wishful thinking kind of thing. You know, I mean, there were people that said, oh, yeah, no, why not stop at Lake? But don't remove the trail, you know. It doesn't make sense to go only to top of Lake. You got to continue to go all the way to Lake Placid. And some said, oh, you should rebuild the line all the way to Montreal. You know, it was abandoned in 1959, I guess. And my response is, if there was any legitimate business who thought that this could be economically viable, they would have approached the state to because the Adirondack Scenic Railroad only has a year-by-year thing. They don't have it locked up. That hasn't happened since, you know, the Olympics in 1980. So it ain't going to happen. Anyway, that's my soapbox. KC2WI.
Pete, I wholeheartedly agree with you. Being a snowmobiler also, you know, I just don't see the reasoning behind it all. I don't think it benefits anyone else other than Old Forge. Maybe somewhat a little further up. I believe I messed you up on that because I pinched the PTT switch at the same time. I know there was a caller in there. Can you come back again?
Yep, switch over here. Bowville and 2KPR.
Roger. Into KBR. KPR. This is N5AOW. How was your evening and your day?
Well, ended up sleeping late because I was in so much pain with my Crohn's disease last night. Outside of that, day went fine after I woke up, and which is about almost noon. And didn't go to sleep till after daylight. And I've been feeling good all day today so far. And playing on the computer, checking emails and all that stuff. Did a few dishes and cleaned up the kitchen a little bit. And, now I'm on the radio. Won't be on it for long because I still can't find my chargers. And I know they were shipped to you some place. But I guess I'll turn up eventually. You'll have to buy more. Sorry about that. My radio warns me when I talk too much. As far as that railroad soapbox you guys got on, you don't want to hear my version, that's for sure. But the first thing I'll tell you, I'm dead set against snowmobiles. I was a fireman for a long time up in Old Forge and had Steve. Drove the ambulance and also worked back end as an EMT. And you'd be surprised how many people we picked up that end up getting hurt or killed just out of stupidity. Now they want to put a road up through there too. Just what they need is a racetrack. The last thing they need up there. They still make the snowmobiles like you used to. I'd say, yeah, do it. But not if they're going to use it for a racetrack. No sense in it. Just going to kill us innocent people. But that was it. I am in favor of the railroad using the rail line during the... I don't know what it is with this radio. It looks to kick out every now and then. And anyways, you know, wintertime, you know, if they could get skiers or snowmobiles up here that way, yes, I agree with it. It cuts down a lot of the smog that we get. Since they took that bad engine off the railroad, that makes me real happy. But anyway, yes, I am in favor of the multi-use line too, by the way. But I'm still in favor of the railroad also. And, yeah, that's about it. You know, I'm not going to get going on that one again, but, anyways, my day was fine, and, my evening is fine, but the weather doesn't look like it's going to be very nice here for the next week or so. It started off yesterday, started off yesterday with the weather report. It's going to be beautiful for the next 7 days. Now it's going to be rainy every other day, so. So much for cutting hay. Back to you, Bob. And by the way, good evening, everybody out here. Back to you, Bob, and to KPR.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I know what you mean with, you know, unfortunately, you have about 10%, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, you know, the ones that are, you know, they run flat out whenever they can, and I agree in that aspect of it. There's a lot of them that, you know, endanger a lot of people, but there again, we get the same prospects and the same situation on the highways and the roads, and unfortunately, you know, the only way that can be controlled is with local or state departments that police the areas. Well, hopefully they can do something, come to a happy medium with it, where it gives everyone all seasons a chance to utilize, you know, the area, and I think it would benefit a lot of people along the way, like Pete was saying. So, okay, we've got three more. WA2U, KA2ZSZ, KC2MBU. Ray, Jack, and John. We'll start with John, WA2U. What's going on, John?
WA2U. Well, actually, I just turned down the radio. It was on the phone here for a while, so I turned down the radio. Glad to see the Nets going on still, and good evening to everyone on. Heard Rich. And, yeah, interesting, I guess, the weather. Garden loves it, though. Boy, it is just taking off. Like, almost somebody went out there and sprinkled Miracle Grow and everything, and our garden's all organic. So, it's just the weather, and I haven't had to get the hose out for that. I did not do a lot outside today. Did some stuff with some more CDs came today. Kathy spent a lot of time outside, though. She's outside in the garden moving stuff around and got her chainsaw out and cut up some other branches, the smaller stuff in the backyard here. It's an ongoing forestry project. So another friend, chatted with him. He went out on the lake and they did a quick rescue of somebody. Their boat broke down because there's not a lot of boats out on the lake on a Monday. So they towed them in. There were six people on a boat. I don't know. They don't know what the problem was, but luckily they were out there. Of course, nowadays, everybody carries a cell phone rather than a marine channel, like, you know, Channel 16. But, yeah, we'll see what tomorrow brings. It's the humidity, but it is the summer, so, and hopefully the weather will shape up halfway decent for the weekend, I believe, for the Boonville Fair that's coming up. And of course on Saturday, I mentioned, because you never know, there might be someone listening, the Utica Ham Fest will be up on Deerfield Hill, because they have I noticed on the news they have an Irish Fest at the fairgrounds, normally where they have the Ham Fest. So anyways, that should be kind of fun. For some of us, it's less distance to drive and pretty accessible. So I'm not sure what the time is, but pretty sure the talk is on 146.76. We'll turn it back over to you, Bob. We'll say good evening to everyone. Stay cool and well hydrated. I guess that's the key. WA to you.
you come on with the info on the ham fest, and I'll tell you what, a lot of times you don't hear when that's going to be on or when it's, you know, when it's going to happen, so it's good information. And well, I'll tell you what, you're going to be cutting a lot of wood, but I know you heat with it too, and that, well, that's one thing with it, it takes a lot of effort, you handle it many times, but it is, if you've got the time, one of the ways to go. I did it in years past when I was younger, and it worked out okay. Now I don't care to do it, I think, for numerous reasons, the back and the knees and everything else that kind of plays havoc with me. Okay, well, you have a good evening, and 73 to you and Kathy both. KA2ZNZ. Jack, you were saying something about late for tonight. I hope I'm not infringing on it with this one, but how's your day and what's going on?
Jack was in and out because he has to do the net tonight.
Okay, well, we've got KC2MBU. Ray, what's going on? How are you doing?
Good. We've got 70 degrees up on the hill here. It's cooling off nice. Got the windows open. Got a little bit of a breeze going through, and it's cooling the house off nice. Just got my new camera from Amazon and trying to figure out how to work it. It's got a 30 times optical zoom, and it fits in your shirt pocket. Amazing what they're doing with cameras now.
Well, I know some of the lenses and you know, the capabilities of the cameras and the pixels they can transpose, I guess would be the word, is just incredible. I see every year they're improving the capabilities of them, and so much more that they can do.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that long ago that we had to pay for the film and pay to get them developed and pay for reprints and enlargements, and it's so nice being able to take as many pictures as you want and just delete the ones that didn't come out the way you want, and not have to spend a dime. And print the ones you want to print, and email the ones you want to email, and I've always enjoyed photography. Worked for the yearbook and the newspaper in high school, and worked for the yearbook and newspaper in college, and was always a passion of mine.
Oh, Roger on that. I know exactly what you mean, and sure adds to the versatility of the camera and what you can do with it. I know I've had different things that I've done same way. You know, you delete the ones you don't like and keep the ones you do, and it works out real well. Okay, Ray. Well, thank you for checking in. 73 to you. And I guess I ought to wrap it up here shortly, because I know Jack is going to be on with his net coming up shortly. Are there any comments? Queries or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Blacker Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Ray, Jack, John, Rich, Mark, and Pete for checking in this evening. Well, I never did pick up any Echolink stations. Sorry, guys, in the background, if you were listening, I didn't cover that portion of it this evening. Anyway, 73 to all. This is N5AOW Clear.
K2ZZ for the United County. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray, and 5AOW, all Bob. Yeah, it was already 9:30 and they were looking for me on my net, so I had to make a quick check-in there for you, give you the count anyways. Okay, any other stations, with or without traffic?
This is... N2WBX, good evening.
N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations. Any additional stations for Acton tonight? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. And good day tomorrow. KA2 that ends it.